Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
I knew we felt it. We
Population
all felt it.
Aukerman. We've got Scotty Aux.
What?
Wait. Scotty Aux from Comedy Bing Bong.
Hi, fellas.
One of our favorite TV shows that, from the podcast and then
Thank you so much.
Originally a live stand-up show.
You guys were on the TV show.
I love that song. We've been on every incarnation. We were on the live stand-up show, we were on the podcast, and we were on the TV show, and it was one of my favorite things we ever got to do.
We got to meet Jason Schwartzman, through that process.
Yes, you guys were great. You pitched me an idea, and we did the idea.
It's that simple.
You
were very gracious in allowing us to do that silly idea, and I thought it came out really funny and weird.
Well, I have some ideas of what to do on your show, and you're not going to like them.
No. Why?
Jason, walk out.
Hear him out.
Hear him out. Daniel Van Kirk is here. Hi, Dan.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We are really good. We're super excited. Apparently, the show that is happening this Sunday in San Francisco went great.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
The one that's in the rear view as you were listening to it.
We're recording was amazing. Thank you to everyone who came out for that.
And became a part of the show. That's the best part about doing live Dumb People Town halls.
Yes.
Is that the people become
a part of it.
From answering the quiz questions.
Thank you to everyone who is coming out and then
pins.
Now came out. Yes, we love it.
We love it. Century Boulevard.
Yeah. We love it. You can leave your hat on.
We were all singing You Can Leave Your Hat On.
Which was, I mean, I guess that's his fetish.
I mean, he's sort of giving her permission. It's like permission for her, isn't it?
Leave your hat on.
Like, look, I know this is your stupid thing.
Jason's down. Wait, Scott, so she wants to leave her hat on having sex.
She constantly says, please allow me to leave my hat on.
And, he says,
and he's granting her permission one time.
You can leave your hat on.
Take off your shoes.
But there is nothing sexier than a woman in a baseball hat. Am I right?
I thought she was wearing like
a cowboy fedora.
I thought it was a fedora.
I think it's a fedora. When I waited tables at a place called Cafe Cordial here in the Valley, back in the 90s, there was a waitress who, when a band would play on Saturday nights, they would have a Beatles cover band, they'd have all sorts of bands.
Sure.
Occasionally, they would play You Can Leave Your Hat On, and she would grab a fedora and do like the Kim Basinger
like
striptease dance.
Sexy
really?
Walk.
Yeah, it was very, and she was a little bit older at the time. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was
it wasn't very
and
cordial.
She was a server. Yes, she was a server. Yeah, it was
put
very
on, like,
odd.
A show.
Ma'am,
she put on a little show. It was very weird.
Ma'am, can we get just a quick top off?
We'll just take the chat.
Yeah. Top off.
You can leave your hat on, though.
So you're going to have to leave.
Your hat on.
Perfect.
We are under the thought that the world is getting dumber, Scott. It's either getting dumber or the dumber is getting louder.
And it's more okay to be dumb.
I just think that
I would say dumb and smart are actually now fighting hard and dumb is winning a lot.
Dumb is
winning.
I remember thinking about this when automated teller machines, you know, ATMs.
Sure. I prefer the lengthened.
I do too, actually.
They used to have a button that would say withdrawal, and now they say get cash.
That's a dumb it down.
Great observation.
Like, withdrawal.
Phenomenal. What does that mean?
Yeah, what is a withdrawal?
I'm not off.
I
of
want
it.
Fuck this.
I want cash.
Get it? Then get it, dummy. Just get it.
That's a great way to succinctly say where the world is headed.
Yep.
It was withdrawal.
And now
it
says
get cash.
And then it's just going to be a dollar sign.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be a button that says, "What else did you come here for?"
You want it?
No one's put anything in.
Money give.
And then just one button that's like, you can leave your hat on.
Doom, doom, doom,
Well, we get
Does she, by the way, does she get naked from the bottom of her soles
all the way up?
Yes. Like, it's like, take off your shoes, now your socks, now whatever anklet you might have.
But hold on. You can leave that hat on.
Well, no, it's right, like, wait till you get there. So, I just would love for her to be like, so I take the hat off too?
Okay, jeggings.
Nope.
Not all the way up.
That's the full version of that song. Can I take off my boots? Yes. That's
yes.
What about my socks?
Yes. Anything below the eyebrows.
Yes.
Right.
You're fine.
Once
you're
fine. You hit your nuchal crest, everything must stay off.
Chris. Sequel to Falcon Chris.
Such a great show.
Nuclear Folds.
Oh, Falcon Chris.
We get our dumb stories submitted to us by our awesome dumb people town.
Dumb ears
townies
on the ground.
They're great. And these stories come to Dan. Jay and I don't know them.
Right.
Scott doesn't know them. So let's jump into one, shall
we? Here we go. Ready?
Let's jump right in.
This was sent in by Benjamin at Benjamin G. Main. G. Main.
He's the main Benjamin.
Sure.
Oh boy!
Already,
this
aside.
Is resting heavy upon your soul, Dan.
Already,
a YouTube prankster.
Wait, did you say YouTube prankster?
That would be phenomenal.
That's got to be the edge.
That's you.
It's literally pulling. I mean, it's just literally pulling pranks on Adam Clayton.
Right.
Where are my snare screws?
That's hilarious. Come on.
A YouTube.
That's right.
Prankster.
Prankster, sure.
Not a good time for them right now in our world.
Oh, no. I love them normally, but these days? Oh,
always.
I was like, Logan Paul, you may have gone too far.
No.
I mean, I think.
No.
I don't know.
No.
I don't. I'm not ready to condemn you
from
standing in front of a hanging Japanese man.
You know, I'm not ready. I think
you
figured it out.
Oh, no.
But if he went back and hung himself, I'm just making sure.
Jason.
How many hits would he get? So how many hits would he get?
If he went back and said, hey, everyone, and like,
this is my
punishment. He's standing on the stool?
He's standing on the stool, and he's like, what's up? It's like, pew, pew, pew.
I'd check out like 6 seconds of it.
Yeah.
I'd watch the color run out of his face, and I'd be like,
I asked my nephews who watch all of that stuff, because I wanted to find out what's the
word going around?
What's the appeal?
What's the appeal? And because I'm like, they're not comedian. They're not actors. They're not funny to me.
Well, you're describing myself.
You're not,
hold on,
not funny. Scott, listen to me. You're not a comedian nor an actor.
Wait,
not,
is this an intervention?
This is everyone who cares about you.
Oh, no.
Why we
really?
Yes. Everybody, come on in.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Randy's bringing more. And they said he does crazy stuff and it's funny. And so I think it's literally just kids around the age of like 10 to 13 are constantly told what they can't do, and they're like growing up and wanting freedom yet, but don't have it, can't drive a car.
So
watching someone
guy
who does anything they want to do, as crazy it is that like outlet for them? Like, I wish I could do whatever I wanted and throw a burning couch into a pool at my parents' house.
Well, I never thought something would come along to make me say that Jackass had great writing.
But
and
here
this
we
guy
are.
Was
here
like,
we are.
I get it.
It's a think piece comparison.
Right?
I thought Jackass, what they did was they were very good at it.
Oh, I loved it as well.
Unbelievable.
But I never thought that it would ever be a higher brow than something else.
But you can leave your hat on above that.
Above that brow.
Above that brow.
A YouTube prankster had to be freed by firefighters in an hour-long rescue after he cemented his head inside a microwave.
Oh my God.
Let's get this down. So he
poured
cement in a microwave?
Into a microwave. Oh my
he put
God.
Wait, where's his head?
In the microwave.
Oh my God. What was up with my voice? Where's his head?
You can leave your microwave on.
My head.
You can leave your head on.
Yeah.
So he poured wet cement into a microwave.
With his
why
head
a microwave?
Inside of it.
Because it's a
perfect
head
size for
thing.
A head to go
I never
in.
Realized that a microwave is the perfect
head size
for a head.
Yeah.
If you were going to heat up a head quickly.
If you want. Yeah. I mean, if you want to
kill yourself. Coming in from out of the rain.
By the way, there's a lot of times you made the head the night before and you're like, I just want to reheat it.
I just, look, I don't want to put it in the oven at 225 for a slow and low.
Did any of you have family members
who did not want to stand in front of a microwave.
I am a person who tells my kids, do not stand in front of the microwave.
This kid went full head. He was like, literally
I'm going
head first.
I'm going in. Well, yeah. He didn't turn it on.
Turn it on.
No, he didn't turn it on, but he did cement his head inside of. I feel like either.
How did he
I've
breathe?
Talked about this before, or we've talked about this story before.
We have not
done it on the show, but I feel like we've maybe spoken about.
Maybe, yeah.
Or I've spoken about the idiocy of this thing. It is. That is one of those moments where people around you should probably step in and be like,
okay, you
wait. Yeah. Let's talk about this before you do it.
Because when you do something crazy, you find good or bad, you find out who your friends are.
Well, no. So to me, it makes his friends bigger pranksters than him because they're the ones saying.
Do you think he had friends?
I don't know.
He's got followers.
I don't know. When I was a kid, I was trying to set up I used to decorate our house for Halloween. I would a lot of places in our
and not decorate it as with Halloween decorating.
I would just do interior decorating. Kind of lay out a floor plan.
It's Halloween, guys. We need new window
treatment. I'm just going to say one word, one poof over here, and it changes the whole room.
Neutral colors, and we can go crazy with the pillows. It's Halloween.
I'm glad I brought this up because this is where you live, by the way. This is hitting close to home for you.
Very.
But I would a lot of places in the neighborhood would have people who would try to scare kids and all that, So I got a mannequin's head. And I was trying to turn it into a dummy, and so I turned it into like a dummy, I think, that sat in a chair. Uh-huh. And I drilled a hole in the back, and someone had taught me the trick where if you hold up a lighter and some hairspray, you can shoot fire. And so I was like, hey, Mom, come outside. I want to show you this thing that I'm thinking of doing to the kids. And I did the fire thing, and I expected it to go like a foot, and it went 8 feet out in front and whizzed right by her. And she was like, there is no fucking way you were doing this.
How old were you?
I think I was too old to go trick-or-treating, so I must have been 14 or something.
Exactly. That is
awesome, so I can understand how you get this idea in your head of like, oh, fuck, man, I'm going to pour cement in this microwave.
I'm going to put my head in a thing.
Dude, this is going to be awesome. This is going to be so awesome.
You're not thinking about things about like your skin breathing, the oxygen getting.
Have you ever done like crazy prosthetics for anything where you have to make a mold of your head?
For one of the, no, not the mold of my head, but I had to have the 5 hours of prosthetics once.
Okay, I did because when Jay and I did in the movie Bubble Boy, we were connected at the head, so we had to make a mold of our heads.
Right.
So
and you have to breathe through the straw.
Breathing through a straw as you feel like probably what this kid felt like in one moment, but you know that there are people there to take it off, but it is heavy.
World's
closing in on you. It's...
By the way, it's so disturbing to me.
What if he became a comic? And this is like the new generation's unknown comic.
Hey, check it, baby.
Remember that poster?
DJ Microwave.
This could be Daft Punk. We don't know.
It could be like a Deadmau5 sort of a scenario.
It's so distressing to me. I can't even imagine being in that situation. How does he call? Do you find a microwave shaped phone?
I don't know.
What does he do?
The 22-year-old put his head in a plastic bag inside the microwave.
Putting your head in a plastic bag.
That's right there.
That's already
is
bad.
Enough.
That's already
a prank. That's a mistake on its own.
What if halfway through the story, they're like, a note was left where he said nothing was worth it. They're like, oh, this wasn't a prank. You were trying to kill yourself. That's not that at all. It's lighthearted. He put his head
in a... It's lighthearted. I'm freaking out right
heavy,
here.
You're heavy-headed. It's heavy-headed, lighthearted.
Okay.
With a heavy head and
he put his head in a plastic bag inside the microwave. Yeah, you've now double-wrapped your possible
How is
death.
He
and by
breathing?
The way, if you put cement in, it's going to close in on the bag. Yeah. What is happening right now?
He did that with the bag in the head in the microwave before friends poured seven bags...
Friends did this to him!
These are not friends.
These are not friends.
These are not friends. These are frenemies.
They poured seven bags of polyfilla?
Yeah,
That's the stuff?
Quick-drying cement.
Yes. Inside the microwave, around his head, inside a plastic bag.
Guys, I know we're really upset about this guy, but these guys totally ruined a nice microwave.
That is also true.
I mean, I've known people who have died just tripping in their apartment. These guys are, like, tempting it.
Yes.
It's just...
It's it is insane that seven... people signed off on.
There wasn't one who was like, should we look up like what might happen on the internet here?
No, there isn't one person who was like, guys, even just a guys in that tone, guys,
guys,
like, we're going too far here.
Yeah, that's like the people on YouTube who shot through the book, expecting the book to.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, it's just what a nightmare.
Okay, so
the group had intended to use the microwave as a mold, but the man got trapped. Mm-hmm. You could end it right there. Yeah.
Shocking.
His friends tried to rescue him before fire crews were called to Ford House's Wolverhampton to
this
help.
Is in England. This is
I'm going to ask you guys right now.
Oh, okay. Say no. Well, right. Scott, okay, there's nothing
so
else
So, guys,
to do
they were completely driving on the other side of the street. Yeah.
Scott, you are our guest.
Yes.
So you can decide. I'm about to ask you guys a trivia question based on this story. I'm going to ask you, you can go first,
mm-hmm.
you can go third, or you can go in the Tignataro spot, which is second,
because right
she was the first person
Jay.
To say I'd rather go second.
Slug.
Right,
so
right.
Here's the question. You tell me where you want to answer it.
Okay.
How much time did his friends spend trying to free him
before they finally called?
See, this is
now,
good
you want to go first, third, or Tig?
And is it without going over?
No, it's just closest straight up.
Just closest to straight up.
Yes.
I want to go third.
Okay. Randy or Jason?
Jay. Jason. I'm going to say 12 hours.
12 hours.
No because way. First 4 hours, they're like, we got this. We can get him out of this. All right? Next 4 hours
man,
are...
I know it's been 3 hours and 23 minutes, but we still got this for another 37
this is
minutes.
The craziest guess.
I know. It's like it's next 4 hours,
you worked it out
so much.
You are insane.
I'm saying next 12 hours. Next 4 hours, I think they're like, we can't tell anyone we did this. Because then they're like, who's responsible if he
dies? After he dies, you do it. I know what you did last summer.
Last 4 hours, they're just like, you call. I don't want to call.
Gonna,
you
before,
call.
Before you give your final, we can stick to 12 because it doesn't make a difference. It might help your answer. I want to say this. The man was able to breathe with the help of an air tube the group had managed to feed through to him. So he did not start with one.
Oh, God.
They did not start with one.
Through,
they
like
got
the
one
side.
Through there, and he was breathing. So
that's 12 hours. I'm sticking with 12
hours.
That might help 12 hours.
I said
12
hours. Okay, Ox is going last. I'm going to say 3 hours.
3 hours.
And use a similar thing that, like, because mm-hmm. you think an hour of trying to get it out is
right.
a lot. The second hour, I think, they were all right.
Okay, well, I mean...
How much time?
Originally...
What did your gut
say? I should
say
two hours and 59 seconds.
59 minutes.
59 minutes. Well, or
yeah,
one.
Either one.
It wouldn't matter. 2 hours... but,
what was your
but
gut?
But part of me... My gut was... Because this is a trivia question and it survives on exaggeration.
Sure.
I would say like 20 minutes would be the norm. For comedic effect, 2 hours.
Okay.
But you know what? I'm going to go 3 hours and 1 minute just for the exaggeration
okay.
factor.
There you go. All right, fine. Yeah, okay. So anywhere between 3 hours and 1 minute
and 7 hours.
And 12 hours.
Yeah,
you don't even remember. You're
yeah.
like trying to whittle it
yeah,
down already.
8 hours. Yeah.
No, okay. We have you on tape.
The okay. amount of time his friends spent... probably laughing, then trying, then finally calling EMTs was 90 minutes.
Oh, yeah!
Which, in a vacuum, still reading this, is way too long.
Way too long.
I feel like we all got fucked up by you saying
I'm
12
sorry.
Hours.
Yes, sir.
I mean, that
you,
was
Jay, you pulled
crazy.
This way. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I miss, you know, did I underestimate how smart these people are based on all the things we know about them up to this point?
I think if we were in a realistic world, the first person would have said 2 hours. The next
yes.
person would have said 20 minutes.
Right. Here's the difference is they called them in 90 minutes and the fire department came over 10 and a half hours later.
Right. Yes. Well,
so
exactly.
it was a full
it
12
a
hours
full
before.
Full.
If I was the fire department and I heard the scenario, I'd be like, yeah, we're shooting a calendar first.
Right.
And then we'll get there. Right,
that's
bro?
Exactly what I thought. The cops would be like, you did what?
Uh-huh.
To yourself
because uh-huh.
you thought it'd be funny.
Does he have a breathing tube?
Yeah.
Does he have a breathing tube?
We'll see in a little
see
bit.
See you tomorrow.
How
see
do they get the breathing tube? So he's got a plastic bag. Do they poke it through the bag into his mouth?
I'm sure what they did was try to figure out where his mouth was. And you can't
how did
drill.
How long
how
was,
do you
it, was it quick dry?
Yeah,
yeah.
I think it was.
Here's my question: how do they
get him out?
How did the fire department then get him out?
They
I
must,
don't know. But you got to remember too. He
they
can't
must totally. Yeah, they saw really. Some sort of
talk sleep. Inside, so he can't even be like guys. So he's like
he can't be like ow.
He's like, yes,
yeah.
He's like like trying to get people to realize
drill,
this
touching
didn't work.
Skull. Drill touching skull.
I can't with this.
This is unbelievable.
Everything. I had a dream last night that I drowned and it woke me up at 4 a.m. and I couldn't get back to sleep. This is like
you had a lights on nightmare where you're going like we're turning lights on.
Yeah, I can't do this anymore.
I had a nightmare last night too that I was fighting snakes big snakes, like
in a boxing ring, though.
And
like for it was a championship bout, but for charity.
No, they were attacking, and I was grabbing them low enough so that their head could still move. And I was like squeezing so hard that I was watching the life come out of them, and then I'd drop it, and then another one would come at me, and I couldn't. I didn't have enough, and I died, or whatever. They got to me, and then I woke up.
You were overcome by them.
Yeah, that was the most terrifying thing in my life. I can't imagine being awake.
Do you have the drowning dream often or no?
No, you know what? I was dreaming I was in a movie, and we were all swimming as part of a scene, and then—
Like in the ocean?
In a sort of like an Abyss-style movie, okay, where we were trapped in a room, but there was a hole in the ceiling that we could swim up to get air. And as I was swimming to the hole and I saw others swimming to it, I was like, I wonder what the safety precautions are on this movie. And then I realized, wait, there aren't any. And then I started drowning.
That's so real.
For one of our townies to like at you guys about like a professional dream analysis. It's like going to...
The snakes one is...
If anyone can analyze really these dreams,
it's not about from snakes. The bottom.
Well, like, any more to this story?
Yeah, responders were pissed about having to deal with this.
How can you imagine having to deal with it? You're not trained for this.
They wrote on Twitter. They took multiple pictures of this kid that I will show you and wrote on Twitter.
They took to Twitter. That should tell you everything.
They took to Twitter to take down this YouTube star.
We are seriously unimpressed.
Great.
Mad emoticon.
Great.
Five of our firefighters.
Coming out hot.
Right? Yeah, I know.
Coming in hot with the emoticons.
Five of our firefighters were tied up for an hour this afternoon freeing a YouTube pranker whose head had been cemented inside a microwave oven. And then they wrote, we'd read more. Watch Commander Sean Dakin said, as funny as this sounds, the young man could easily have suffocated or have been seriously injured. No shit.
I can't believe he's not dead. I mean,
I just
wait.
Can't.
What's funny? As funny as it sounds that this he could have suffocated.
There's nothing that's funny about
this. This is their tweet, and then they have multiple photos. They had to call another
fire department.
Yes, because a microwave is welded together, they could not get it off of his head. So they had to FaceTime with another like emergency
microwave people maker.
Yeah, exactly. And then they had to walk them through.
To call the microwave repair guy. He gave him a window.
Right, I'll be there between 12 and 6 Wednesday.
What? I can Skype you between 12 and 6 on Monday.
Yeah, and so then they had to walk through. So you know those that crew like answer like, "What do you got?" They're like, "Well, look at this dipshit."
Yeah, you know that.
And then once they get the microwave off, then it's the cement.
Cement. You got to cut through the cement. Yes.
God, what was he thinking? He was going to do like what's the exit plan?
That's right.
Originally, that they just didn't think of something. There is no exit plan. You cemented your head in there. What were they originally thinking?
It was like,
he's like, let's get into a
this plastic bag around my head. I can easily
I'll have a cement head for a second, and then you guys break it off of me. I don't know.
I bet he thought, I'll run into that wall and it'll all just break apart.
Which would still then send broken cement into your skull.
Fucking
imbecile.
This is when you realize that the frontal lobe isn't fully developed until 23.
Taking the
23, you think?
It's like early 20s. It's kind of like they try and coincide it with the age you can be to rent a car.
Taking the microwave apart was tricky because a lot of it was welded. This is what Sean Dakin said. Right. We video called our technical rescue colleagues for advice and eventually managed to get him unstuck.
Well, these guys are heroes. If I were this YouTube prankster guy, I would owe them my life. Yes, I can't
literally owe them your life.
What's his next prank?
Yeah, I gotta tune into this guy's channel. He's funny.
He ends up winning on this.
To me, I feel like
is that why you're not saying his name?
It doesn't say his name.
Yeah, because they don't want to give him any.
But this to me is like say my name. To me, this is like the disaster artist.
Great.
Yeah, amazing. I did love the disaster, but the idea that the guy who made the room is
Tommy,
Tommy Bahama, is standing on stage at the Golden Globe.
Tommy Bahama's made the room.
That would be the greatest.
Like just made a shot for shot remake, and it was just, but all wearing Hawaiian shirts.
All wearing shirts.
There's like 12 parrots in the corner.
Jay and I believe that there is someone who it works in quality control at Tommy Bahama, who his job is just to look at a shirt and say, "Not enough parrots.
Not enough. Got enough parrots. Add a parrot or
I
two.
Need another parrot on there.
Put it back on the line.
This shirt is seriously parrot deficient.
PD.
but that that he stood on stage and said it was all because of what I did, that I this is all happening because, and he's right on some level.
Yeah,
on,
he gets no credit.
On some level, he's like,
he created a thing that transcended or went into the zeitgeist.
All he had to do was almost die and not have friends who could help him.
That's it.
Or did help him almost die.
They did help him almost die.
I want interviews with the friends about how shaken up they are and how this has made them mature in a way that they never expected.
Well, the great thing
I
about-
I guarantee you none of them have grown at all, and they would do it again like next week. That's how dumb they are.
Well, the great thing
guarantee.
About our Dumb People Townies on our Facebook page is they'll often find additional content about these stories.
Please bring it forward in the Facebook.
And then you guys, you know, sift through it and see what's worth it.
Yeah,
and then
send it to you.
Of course. Get it out there.
That's what friends are for.
Just, you know, you really curate it for me if you could.
I will never go use a microwave ever again without thinking of this kid. How do you like that?
Yeah.
I'll probably use one tomorrow. All right, fine.
About stick your head in it.
I use one 3 times a day. I'm not going to think about this kid.
Don't worry. I will be thinking about this kid. All right.
That's story one, guys.
Story one. Down in the books, Scott Aukerman is here. Follow him on Twitter. He's a great follow on Twitter.
He is.
He's a great follow.
And subscribe to his podcast.
Comedy Bang Bang.
And watch the TV show and all that fun stuff.
All that good
stuff. We'll get into it.
Yes. We'll be back with more Dumb People Town right after this. Hey, guys. Welcome back to the show. We have Scott Aukerman with us. It's such a joy.
Hello, United States of America and beyond.
You know, we're doing a live Dumb People Town. We mentioned the one that we just did in San Francisco. We got another one coming up at the Bell House in Brooklyn on February 25th.
Yep, it's going to be great.
It's going to be really good.
First one, I think, is close to being sold out.
Close to being sold out.
I'm going
to
be optimistic and say there'll be a second show that night.
I hope there will be. But how fun. I remember when you did a whole... There was a whole, I think it was a Howl series, was the
live,
the tour.
We did that a couple years in a row.
Unbelievable. How fun was it to do Bing Bong Live?
It was really fun. The people that we did it with, it was Paul F. Tompkins, Lauren Lapkus, and myself for all of it. And then Neil Campbell did part of it, and Mike Hanford did part of it, and then John Gabris went to England with us. We went to Australia and Canada, and
holy
it was super fun hanging out with everyone, and you get into this weird groove where you're doing it every day, and you wake up in the morning at whatever time it takes you to get to wherever you're going, and then you arrive and you sleep for 45 minutes. Once you're in the hotel, you wake up again and do the show, and then go to bed.
It was
so fun. I would love to do it again. I mean, I'd love to do it every year, but you know, life gets in the way.
Well, but you mentioned,
and life finds a way.
Yes, life finds a way to get in the way and then leave your head on. No, but you and Lapkus and PFT, three guests in the podcast world and just people in the podcast world that generate so much. We had Lapkus on this show. We had PFT on this show. And the response from people, they were so excited to see them.
There's a lot of goodwill out there.
Yeah.
And it was so fun because those two people, I don't know that we could ever do it again. I mean, we all talk about it of like, oh, we got to do that again. Yeah. It was so much fun. But I knew it was a special time when I think we all just had it free, and I don't know that we could ever get it together again. But it was so much fun.
It is a comment on your success.
Can people still hear those?
They're all on Howl or Stitcher Premium. All
great.
We would release them the day after.
It aired, and we did
that for, you know, the entire tour. Just
so it's like
you
people
know,
could follow you on the tour.
It was like they were following us.
That's,
it was so fun.
That is amazing.
And also forced you to do a different, obviously, a lot of it's improvised, and we know that.
But we could never rely, the fact that it's taped, when I used to do the tour, I would do like 25 minutes to 45 minutes sometimes of solo material. You know? And then I kind of figured no one was coming for that, so I just like dropped it on the last tour. But because it's taped, you can't repeat anything. So we did maybe throughout the world 50 shows or something.
All completely original.
And they're all, you know, at least an hour and 15 minutes longer to 2 hours, you know, and they're totally different.
It's amazing.
It really keeps you on your toes
to
do it.
Amazing.
You are one of the best improvisers. Of those three people.
A lot of qualifiers here.
Top three people
on that tour when you guys were in Australia.
Literally one of the best. I'll take it though. All right, well, check that out.
When you were talking, you were the best one who was talking at that moment. And I feel like
Thank you.
I don't throw that around.
I don't think people understand how much there was so much great improvisation on the show.
On the TV show.
There were, if you get the DVDs, that we made DVDs for the first three seasons.
Uh-huh.
We put in a lot of the improv that we would cut out. So with every celebrity who would come on, we would do 25 to 45 minutes of improv with them. Yeah. And you guys were there for Schwartzman.
It was so fun.
Right?
Yeah, we like you very generously allowed us. We didn't know kind of when we could come.
Oh, yeah. And it was always like, please, as much as you want, please. Because we're
so
just like
fun.
Searching
was...
for stuff to do. But yeah, we would cut it down to 5 minutes or something.
By the
like
way,
that
must have been really hard. And you must have really trusted your editors. Or...
Those guys were great. They would send me their version of it first. And
you'd be like, wait, wasn't there this run that we did?
Yeah, occasionally they would. Yeah. Occasionally. You would say, hey, for whatever weird reason this isn't working, let's go back and look at the whole thing. And then I would sit there and take notes. But that was only one out of four episodes.
You'd
usually
say that once in a while, and then you'd say, clean out your desk. The rest
But one out of four editors, I would say, clean out your desk.
But wasn't an attempt to fire them. They were just really messy.
It's like, come on, guys, clean up your workspace.
Throw all of that away, but you know what I'm going to tell you that you can do.
There is one thing you can do, though, once you're cleaning out your desk.
You clean out your head off. Your editing hat.
Yeah. It was so fun. I got into a groove doing so many episodes where, like, comedy editing, video editing, I got super good at it, like, watching one thing and going, okay, here are the funny lines. These, and let's stitch them together.
That's phenomenal.
And they were stitched. All the stuff with Bobby Monahan. So funny.
Oh, my God. It's a great show. I wish more people would watch the show. It's all on Netflix if you're in the United States.
It is such a good watch. Catch up. Watch it. You will love it. It is the perfect bite-sized comedy. It was like the exact thing I wanted. I'm like, especially late at night, I'm like, I want 22 minutes of just...
It moves really fast.
You turn your brain off, but you laugh like nonstop. No.
You turn your brain off because it's inside of...
It's totally stupid.
Yeah, no, you turn your brain off.
It's worthless.
Don't think.
And no, take your pants down.
And just enjoy it.
Leave your hat on.
Put your head in the microwave.
Turn your brain off.
No, I'm comparing it. I'm saying it's the kind of thing that you're like, I want to just...
Yeah.
Like, not
just
turn
enjoy
your brain off.
Yeah.
You're just like, I'm going to just flat
I'm
out
in your
enjoy
hands.
Them.
I will say I haven't watched them since we did them. And on Christmas Eve, I was like, I put on Twitter, hey, we made three Christmas specials. And I was like, let me watch one of these. Uh-huh. And I watched two of the three. And I was like, I hadn't watched them since they came out.
And they're funny.
Like, and they're funny. You just like sit there, like so turn your brain off. And
Because you like... When you're in it, you're pouring over every little moment, every joke, and then if you forget about it for a while, sometimes we get that way with Cheap Seats. We'll see an old little snippet.
Of which you were great on that.
Thank you.
Canadian Hugging Championships.
With my Hulk costume underneath my shirt.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Two hugs. The hug when his hug hits mine, and when his
hug
hits
the
ground.
Yeah. Very fun. Thank you for having me on.
That's great.
All right, Dan, we got another story.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Sent in by Justin Young at jerkstore83.
Love it.
It's a good handle.
I don't know.
Soda jerk.
I'm not into it.
A woman in Bristol, England.
It's not having it.
Like,
It's not having it.
First of all, there are already 83 other jerk stores.
Yep. Yes.
And I say 83 because the original jerk store.
Get in line.
And then jerk store one.
Right.
Get in line. Get in line.
You know?
And jerk store junior.
Yeah, that's true.
By the way, huge fan of jerk store junior.
Yeah. No, he's great.
Yeah.
Jerk store cowboy.
A woman
like a jerk store
junior.
I wondered where we would go on that.
Mm-hmm.
A woman in Bristol, England really likes...
What is up with England?
Spirited lovemaking.
Oh, boy.
Hey, I'm with her. So
only
far.
Ghosts need apply.
Oh.
Amethyst Realm. I'm going to say not her birth name.
No.
Her Christian
Amethyst
name.
That is not even her stripper name.
Yes.
That's too esoteric for a stripper. Amethyst Realm.
Okay, what's your birthstone? And what dimension do you live in?
It's actually quartz and...
Amethyst Realm, a spiritual guidance counselor.
You're saying realm, right?
Realm. Yeah. Yes.
Great.
Says she's a spiritual guidance counselor, so she helps other people.
Says she's had sex with ghosts and she prefers them to men.
Okay. So
wait, are ghosts genderless?
She says men ghosts are, or just ghosts in general. I guess
she prefers them to human
to humans.
To human men.
Human men.
Okay.
I was just in Palm Springs with my family, and my wife, who's a little hippy dippy, walked into the Palm Springs crystal. There was like a crystal store with like all this stuff, and my oldest daughter bought like a tarot card kit so she could learn how to read tarot cards.
And that's a proud day for any father.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, keep going down this road, honey. That should make sense. And then she did a reading for me today, and I was like, God damn it, she's spot on.
Right.
Spot on.
She has the gift.
Spot
she's
the fuck on.
She has she's the
right.
Sight.
She's right. But I was like standing outside with my youngest daughter, and we were looking at the pinups of like little flyers for psychic.
Oh, I thought you were like pinups, like
pinups from 19,
like
the 1950s,
like tarot card centerfolds.
No, it was for all the flyers for people who would do psychic readings and all the things. And she was basically with every person, she was asking me if it was bullshit or not, and I was like, it's total bullshit. I was like, all of this is, but it might not be, but I think it'll.
You've heard of ghost hunters? She's a ghost humper. Hey,
hey,
there, oh wait, we're back.
News talk.
Okay. Wow,
you talking about Amethyst Broom? She said she had sex with ghosts and prefers them to men.
Aye.
Realm appeared on the British TV show ITV this morning on Thursday to discuss what being ghosted is really like.
Also, what being ghosted
is really like.
I know. You can hear the tone
the
in the writing. The
sing-songy tone of a newscast in England.
The first experience was 12 years ago, she said, after she and her then-fiancé moved,
okay.
into a new house, and she felt the presence of a strange entity.
Yeah. Mm.
Quote, it started as an energy, then became physical, she told host Philip Schofield and Holly Willoughby.
All I'm hearing in my brain is that ITV this morning could not find a guest. And they're like, I guess we're going to go there.
She's been the ghost lady.
She's been bugging us.
She's like Philip, she's out front every day.
Yeah.
Today's the day we invite her in.
I'm still thinking about when you said titty at the end of entity.
I did say it.
It was sexy.
This is her quote. There was pressure on my thighs and breath on my neck. I just always felt safe.
That's the way to do it.
Is this a Conway Twitty song?
I had sex with the ghost. You can feel it. It's difficult to explain. There was a weight and a weightlessness, a physical breath and stroking, and the energy as well. She is letting you know.
What if you don't want the ghost?
That's
right. I mean, is that now?
Yeah, that's part
of
it.
Like, I guess it was consensual.
I guess.
Rome
said, I mean, she's saying it is because she's admitting
it. But the first time.
She didn't ask for it.
She didn't ask for it.
She didn't ask for it the first time.
So that is ghost rape.
Listen to this.
So one instance of ghost rape, and then the rest
and
are
then
consensual.
Yes. That's all she knows.
Still a bit of a scratch there.
Yeah.
Rome said she had an affair with the ghost. For 3 years.
Wow.
That is a long relationship while you're engaged to somebody else.
I just love that she was like, to her husband, I have to be honest, or fiance, I have to be honest with you. I've been having this relationship with a ghost.
Oh, no, here's how it happened. Mm-hmm. The 3-year relationship ended when her human husband came home from work early and saw the shadowy shape of a man through the window.
Okay.
Or maybe
I
just
see what's happening.
Here we go. Say it, Scott. Because I'm thinking the same thing.
She's boning the neighbor and blames it on a ghost.
And now she has makes to ride this out
now forever.
He's like, really? Go on the news if that's true.
I will.
Fine, I will.
Say it on the news.
Fine. I will.
I will.
So now she's like 7 months deep into talking about the ghost she sleeps with to try and save her
She's balls deep into the plumber, and now she's trying to make
up
a ghost.
She makes him wear a sheet over his head every time they have sex.
What the hell did I just see?
A ghost?
Is that a KKK member?
No, it's a ghost.
I saw the shape
in
of
England?
A man. You saw him too, babe. You have the sight. No, I'm saying this is a good thing that you could see him.
We are now connecting.
Since then, Realm hasn't strayed from the paranormal bond and says she's had sexual encounters with at least... Here we go.
Ghosts?
How many ghosts
do you think
she has, that Amethyst Realm has had, said she had sex with? Scott, you can
go
first.
12 hours.
I'm always going to go third.
12 hours.
Okay.
But by the way, the very key element here is Dan says, how many ghosts does she say she had sex with?
I mean, it's not like, we
can't prove it, but it's like, this is from her brain.
Yes, she's
an important distinction. Thank you, Randy.
Randy would like the listener at home to realize
this isn't the actual number of ghosts that she's had sex with.
Okay, but Randy wants everybody to realize the things she's saying are the things she thinks.
Right.
Okay.
Guys.
Okay. how many she's had since then, including the first?
In her life.
All so
these are how totally. Many fake ghosts can she make up
different
to cover for the plumber?
Or different experiences.
Different ghosts. How many different ghosts has she slept with?
Now, are we thinking about just just all the different kinds of ghosts from Ghostbusters, like the crazy
Slimer,
one.
Yeah, Slimer, a.k.a. Onion
Speaking
Head.
Up, Dan Aykroyd got it on with a ghost in
that's
the movie.
That's true. He got
he got a blowjob.
Which I thought in the female reboot they should have rebooted that scene.
Exactly.
Just going down
just on going down the other way. You can
the
go
other
down.
Way, the other way. I mean, which, what are you doing? Are you eating ass?
Yeah, that's kind of a different.
Which way are you going?
Taking the 6 train down to Astor Square. God, for Christ's sake.
Astor Randy or Jay, who wants to go first? Scott's going third. How many ghosts does Amethyst Realm claim to have had sex with?
I'm going to say.
How long ago, by the way, was this? How
the first
long,
one was 12
years
ago. 12 years ago was her first
12
experience.
Years.
Okay. Okay.
And she had, she had a relationship.
Monogamous
with,
for three. For
also,
three.
The ghosts start talking to each other and they're like, yeah, she's, hey, ready. She's ready.
All you got to do is breathe on her neck.
Well, I mean, make sure that she's.
And put some pressure on her thighs.
Yeah. Everybody's consenting, as long as they're all consenting.
This is, in this post Me Too movement, this is making me very uncomfortable.
It shouldn't.
It shouldn't.
No. She was into it. She's saying everybody's into it.
I'm going to say 17 partners.
17 from Randy Sklar, Jason
including,
Sklar.
Including the actual Patrick Swayze.
Oh, that's
as a
wow.
ghost. Which
I
as always said.
That's
like,
ironic.
If I'm they a, reboot Ghost, he should come back and
as,
play
do it. As yeah. the ghost.
Thank you.
I wouldn't turn down Ghost Patrick Swayze.
So what was your guess? 17.
17
from
too
many. I'm going to say
too
nine.
Too many?
I'm getting
I love
conservative
that you now.
Oh, yeah. God. Yeah, okay, this is so nine. Much lower than what I was thinking. I'll say 18, definitely, because 18? I'm thinking 100.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Nine.
Amethyst Realm claims in the past 12 years to have had sex with 20 ghosts.
Oh! Very close.
Wow.
You guys were closer
around,
than I would have been.
And a round number.
I was going to do a Jason.
47.
And be like 120?
But 20 is a very round number. Like, not a good liar.
It's almost, yeah, it's, plus too it's round. Almost too small of yeah. like, it's almost too believable.
It's right. either too
in
small
a
or too big. Like, if you're going to go small and say, look, I've been with a ghost every three years, then you say
it's almost
four.
Like regular sexual partners in a way. It's almost like it's kind of realistic.
20 years. 20. Yeah.
Look, and she's like, I'm not proud of it.
Yeah.
Well, you ready for the story to go to the next level?
Oh, wow. Wow.
To hell? We are.
Now, Amethyst Realm wants to get pregnant by one of the ghosts.
All right.
Don't you think?
All right.
Well, this is my issue. If a ghost is having sex and comes on her chest,
right.
wouldn't it sink into
yeah, it
her
goes,
body?
Yeah, it goes right
where,
through.
Like, does he have to come on top of her vagina yeah. and then let it sink down?
I
into
mean, how I good is he at moving the penny? I don't
that's,
know.
Yeah, it's
that's
a good
the
point.
Question. Anywhere you put it, it's gonna get
yeah.
into the system and
yeah.
start working.
Yeah.
Well, this is Amethyst. I've done a bit of research into phantom pregnancies,
oh,
she said.
Okay.
There's a possibility that
doesn't
it is
that
a-
mean something else, phantom pregnancies?
Phantom pregnancies.
Like, it's an actual
yeah.
medical term.
Yeah, wasn't there a whole
you
show?
Think
I didn't,
you're pregnant.
Yeah, there's the I didn't know I was pregnant, and then there's the sister show. I thought I was pregnant.
She's just Googling. Phantom plus right. pregnancy. Right.
Almost as good as Phantom Menace.
Right.
There's a possibility that it is a ghost in you, but people don't know how to carry it to full term. Which is, I guess, sad, I guess, if you feel happy.
My,
that
my guess.
The ghost in you.
Look,
she's out. Hey.
The basic thing is she wants to have a baby with somebody that she's not supposed to have. Dan, you're right. She's carrying this lie to the nth degree.
Right.
Just so she can cover.
She will you're saying right. that was a guy her fiance saw.
It totally was a guy, probably a guy he knows.
Yep.
And she's yeah. just in too deep on this line.
She's now
she's, on
she's
the
done
news.
ITV interviews. Yes. She's walking around with a like an empty pram. Being
so
like,
are the
can you see the
are
baby?
The other 19 fake too, or is she just exaggerating in order to make it sound?
I think
terrible.
Now she's so. This is like a breaking.
She's so far
this
in.
Is a Breaking Bad situation. She's
this
now,
is a lot like when I drew dots on my face when I was 8.
Yeah. To and say you had freckles.
To say I had chicken pox.
Oh, chicken pox.
And forgot about it. And so when my mom and or when my mom at breakfast was like, "What's on your head?" I literally didn't. Or what's on your face? I didn't know what she was talking about. I was like, "I don't know."
I have no
and
idea.
It was so believable.
What's
I sold it so much.
You just
that she took me to the doctor and he took one look at me and took out like a scrub brush and
no
wiped him off.
You took it all the way to the doctor's office with your
because
mom.
Because the first time I was like. I just thought it would be funny or whatever to like show up at breakfast like, ah, look, I have chicken pox.
I love that you were doing bits as an 8-year-old.
But then I forgot it and I knew I would be in trouble if I said it was me.
Scott, based on that story and the flamethrower you built for the Halloween.
Yeah.
You were a fun kid.
You were a fun kid.
Not really.
You provided a lot of, I mean, I can't
I
imagine.
Got a lot of imagination.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I took that all the way, like, they thought my brother did it for years.
Really?
Yeah.
For until maybe maybe I was 25 or something. I finally admitted it.
Oh my god!
You're a fun adult.
Realm. And at what time when did you tell your parents you were having a relationship with a ghost?
Still have it.
Under this roof.
It took ghosting to another level.
Amethyst Realm isn't the first person to claim to have gotten down with a ghost. Singers Bobby Brown and Kesha also say they've had supernatural sex sessions.
That is crack.
That's the crack talk.
That is the crack talk.
Not from Kesha, though.
From Kesha.
I mean,
ghost researcher.
It is his prerogative. However he wants to do.
Whatever
he
is. Yeah, it's the way he wants to live.
He can do what he wants to do.
Brothers.
He can do what he wants to do.
Ghost researcher.
And then he did the song from Ghostbusters 2.
Did he really?
Yes. Oh my God, it's all coming together. Holy shit.
Bobby Brown did the song for Ghostbusters.
We had the Ghostbusters and we're in control.
Uh-huh.
Probably
I bet that was the time. I bet when he was recording that.
He's like, I bet this is really.
I would say that's the second best or maybe third best song that has the word Ghostbusters in the lyrics.
Third,
Ray Parker Jr.
Ray Parker Jr. is number one with a bullet.
Then
the Busboys cleaning up the town.
Yep.
That's number two, probably.
There you go.
Yep.
Because the Busboys did The Boys Are Back in Town, wasn't it?
Yeah, but they did clean up the town where it was like, the Ghostbusters came in, cleaning up the town.
Yes.
That's definitely number two.
Yeah, that's number two.
Ghost researcher Alexandra Holzer says those who have reported getting erotic with an apparition describe it as heavy but not so hot. Mm-hmm. The people who report having sex with a ghost report feeling pressure on them and even penetration, but ghosts don't have warmth, she told Huffington Post. Mm-hmm. When they're in the room, it's a very cold environment, so not fun sex.
Probably just like with her fiance.
However, psychotherapist Tina, and I can't even try, Radziszewicz. I lived in Chicago long
ago. You got it. You nailed it.
She had a comment of two words. They're crazy.
Said it's very possible that ghost sexual encounters are actually a type of hallucination that occurs during the transition between wakefulness and sleep.
Okay, so she's blaming it on like a dream. This is a dream that you've had.
That'd be like me walking around saying I strangled snakes
last night.
I strangled snakes for a living.
Do you know that movie? I like grabbing them by the bottom.
And I like to feel their face getting close to me, and I squeeze the life out of them.
What'd you do last night, Scott?
Well, I started filming a movie.
What movie?
I was swimming around.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, so it was like a swimming movie. No, I'm a movie star.
Overnight shoot.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand how you're here today, because you said last night you actually
I drowned.
Died.
Yeah. No, I drowned to death last night.
Don't argue with me on this. I died. That's story two, guys.
That's story two down in the books. Scott Aukerman, by the way, is going to be promoting his new drowning movie on ITV.
Oh,
you have an interview tomorrow.
Oh, definitely. So, yeah, I'll be there.
He'll take it.
All right, story two down in the books. We only have one more to go. Dan, what are we looking at? Did you give a little tease, a little taste?
Someone asked a pizza delivery person for a special gift, and they got exactly what they asked for.
Someone asked a pizza delivery person for a special gift, and they got exactly what they asked for.
Actually, they would say, asked a delivery person for a special gift, and the pizza guy delivered.
Ah, yes. Very good.
And it looks like both...
In 30 minutes or less.
And it looks like both customer and pizza guy both got a tip.
What?
He stuck his dick through the bottle. Is that what we're talking about?
That's what we're talking about.
Probably.
All right, we'll get on the other side of this. Dumb people down. Stay with us.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. As we mentioned earlier on the show, if you want to see what these dumb people look like and you want to be part of our Facebook community, it is awesome.
So much fun.
And some of the people we talk about in these stories join the Facebook community, and it makes it even funnier.
Oh, you guys.
Really?
We just had a great update from Jan Filato at our live one, so wait for that. It's going to be out in a couple weeks. But the best is when people actually get involved.
And so these stories involve people, and there are people who were in these stories who now comment on the Facebook page.
Phenomenal. Become like part
Amethyst,
of the community.
If you're out there.
If you're out there, girl.
We want to hear from you.
Don't ghost us.
So, yeah, and we also want to mention that we are connecting with our buddy Josh Sneed, who runs the site Fluffy Crate, where we are going to make the t-shirts and the pins and all that stuff available to you guys in case you're not able to make it to a live show. But we will bring all these things to our live shows in Brooklyn. And of course, we just did it.
And be on the lookout for the mini episode this week, which will drop on Friday.
We are going to start dropping mini episodes.
We should have gotten the last one already.
Yeah. Minisodes.
Yeah. Minisodes every Friday. Just mini one Cooper. Story
little
with
snack.
Little snack, one story on Fridays for you guys.
All right.
Are you ready?
Bring us home, Aukerman. Bring us home.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
This was sent in by Liz H. at Liz a Shiz. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Liz. Stafford, Virginia.
Somewhere Snoop Dogg just like.
died a little. Just a little. No,
they literally started this sentence.
Everyone dies a little every day. Single second.
I know. I was just saying that somewhere. Yeah.
Someone who gets that
somewhere inched a little bit closer to death.
I just died a little in my mouth.
I wish I could hand you my computer to read this, Scott Aukerman, because it could not be written more sing-songy. It starts out with a one-word exclamation.
Here we go.
Pizza, a comfort food known to bring a smile to your face. But it did the opposite for a Stanford, Virginia mother.
Brought a frown to her feet?
Yep. It brought a face to her smile.
Oh, okay.
Is pizza the thing that brings a smile to your face?
Pizza is the thing that you eat, and then 4 minutes later you go, like, why did I do that?
Why did I have so much of it?
At what age does that turn a corner? That's got to be like 20... Yeah,
27, 28.
I don't know. I've started making a habit of showing up to get-togethers. When they say bring something, I bring two frozen pizzas.
You just bring frozen pizzas?
Because at some point, they can be thrown in the oven, or they can keep them or for as long as they want.
Yeah, or that microwave.
Tell Jeff to get his head out of there. We got to put this DiGiorno in there.
They say in this article, quote, we're not showing her face or using her name because she says she's being cyberbullied. I don't know why or
what?
How, based off what you're going to hear, but I hope that's not true because people should.
For those who are cyberbullying.
Fuck it, I'll cyberbully her.
No,
I don't give a shit. I'll cyberbully her.
Come on, man. This isn't like a skull that you're trying to shoot fire through.
Quote, my son ordered a pizza online, and under the special instructions, this is from Pizza Hut. Mm-hmm. My son ordered a pizza from Pizza Hut online, and under the special instructions, he requested a joke.
What?
Do you want anything? Any special services?
What an asshole.
I would like a joke.
Yeah, all right, I don't like the kid.
I don't like the kid. Asking for too much.
Because you don't go to Pizza Hut for the jokes. If he would have said, I want a plastic pitcher of cold Coca-Cola, then all right, you've come to the right place.
But you can't put that in the special request. You got to pay for that.
Yeah. I know, but a special request.
Like, what did you put in the special request? Can I have five more pizzas?
No.
They're like, well, it's in there. We've got
to
do it.
These are pizzas, not wishes.
I want one of those big blades they use to cut the pizzas so fast. Man. I want one of those for my personal use. Yes.
Oh yeah,
great.
You would honestly, you would chop off your head. You would be on this show next week.
Okay, why isn't that used in more murders?
Yeah,
the Pizza Hut pizza cutter thing. You be the change you want to see in the world.
I don't
want to
be that person. I don't want to be that person. I really don't.
She said my son ordered a special instruction. An innocent order her 12 and 15 year olds have done in the past. A worker at the Pizza Hut on Jefferson Davis Highway. Someone find it for that dumb people town walking.
Find
tour.
It. Please. Walking tour is happening.
Cooked up exactly what they ordered.
Oh, God. Shut up.
The problem was their pizza arrived a little too spicy for the mom's taste.
There's the joke.
Is that the joke?
So on the pizza box.
I thought there would just be a pile of dog shit in the box.
Ready? Yeah. I'm going to show you. What do pizza delivery drivers and gynecologists have in common?
What do pizza drivers and gynecologists have in common?
They both abuse their power?
They both deliver?
If you... spread? No.
I wanted to see if you guys
if
can
you,
figure it out.
Fingers, just, yeah. Just a little pressure. This is going to be slightly cold.
This is going to hurt you more than it's going to hurt me.
It's going to be slightly cold. That's better
that
than
is better
the
punchline. Okay, so what do pizza...
What do a pizza delivery driver and a gynecologist have in common?
They both don't get the respect they deserve.
It's fun to stay in and eat out.
It's fun to stay in and eat out. Also, I'm going to tell you guys, we are not endorsing this joke.
This is not how we feel.
So much
but
fun,
it's fun
trying to figure out what this joke
what
is.
Pizza bad joke punchline is
circular. Okay.
They wrote in the article the punchline is too spicy to put in print or on television.
They both.
So what? Did you look it up?
I looked it up. Of course I did. Okay. Yeah, they blur it out. What do a pizza delivery driver and a gynecologist have in common?
They both know how to spot chlamydia.
Is the gynecologist that's your OBGYN too? Or are those different things? I'm sorry for everybody.
They
who
both
thinks
have been OBGYN shot at is, on the job.
Like your gynecologist wouldn't deliver your baby, would they?
OBGYN delivers your baby. A gynecologist just checks to make sure you're everything's working.
I apologize for any person.
Gynecologist is your ongoing doctor
yelling at their phone.
OBGYN is who you start to see as
you're getting ready
progresses.
After you get pregnant.
Okay.
Most people don't like anchovies.
Scott, good for you. I'm glad you're still on task. Proud of you. What do a pizza delivery driver and a gynecologist have in common?
Because do they enjoy their job?
No matter how you slice it, they both work.
Nope, you're already. That's Aslar Brothers.
They both work best when things are kind of hot.
They know how to put things in the box.
Not good either.
They know how to put it in a box.
Yeah, they
put it in her box.
They work
everything
best.
They work with comes in a
they
box.
The 30 minutes or less.
That's horrible too. You ready for the real one?
Okay, what's the real one?
The joke reads inside the box. Again, I'll read it.
By the way, this has been so much fun. We could have had an entire podcast. Just
find the, punchline.
Find the punchline. Find the punchline is the best. And by the way, I want people on the Facebook page to write their own punchlines.
Because they've thought of one, too. Although
if you thought of one.
There's at least some townies out there who have had to have heard this joke.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Somebody, we just haven't
from
heard
the
it.
Worst would, guy in their office.
No one's happy if there's too much hair in it.
Oh, Jesus. Jason Sklar.
Neither person likes to bring their.
Can you imagine shaving a pizza with like a razor?
Oh,
it's just like tomato sauce and bread. You're just like, I need this little trimmed.
No,
give me the Brazilian cut.
Neither one of them likes to bring their work home with them.
Okay, what do a pizza delivery driver and a gynecologist have in common? Here is the official punchline.
Okay,
they both have to smell it, but neither of them get to eat it. Isn't it that horrible? So many things we said were funnier and better. That is horrible.
Ackerman had three better jokes
makes,
than that.
No, but it makes sense. I'm on board.
I like it. I mean, look.
It would be torture being a gynecologist.
By the way, if I were the 12-year-old kid who requests a joke, I'd be like, when's the joke coming?
Yeah.
This is just facts.
I say, it feels less like a funny joke and more.
The mother said, quote,
of the truth.
I was really shocked and floored that Pizza Hut would send out this type of joke.
As a Pizza Hut corporation. This is the official.
Look, by the way, you ran it up the ladder, and this is what we came up with.
You have a 12 and 15-year-old boy. Like, God knows how much masturbation happened between the time that the pizza was ordered and delivered. The stuff they are looking at is so much more hardcore than this.
I'm gonna say this. You're ordering from Pizza Hut. Like, you should already be in that moment where you're like, anything can happen.
But we did go to Domino's at least.
Yeah. Domino's.
Yeah.
Did I just make up a pizza name?
Domino's. Domino's is a place.
Or go to Piazza Hut or...
You be careful. I bet in New York City, both of those places exist. They look slightly like...
Go to Little Caesars.
Little Cesar. The funny thing is
Papia
that...
Papia Johannes.
We have this happen a lot in Dumb People Town. We have this happen a lot in Dumb People Town where a big company will have one of their employees do something wrong, and then people condemn the entire company.
The entire corporation. It's like, it's just some dummy.
Idiot did
also,
this.
That's like when someone says to someone... Someone's in a movie and they make... Or on a TV show and they make like a... It's like...
Yeah, they condemn the whole network.
Or they'll condemn that actor who's saying it, and they're like, no, people wrote.
I remember when I worked at Marie Callender's when I was 18 years old La Mirada.
Mm-hmm.
We had these shamrocks that people could buy for $1, and if you bought it, it would benefit muscular dystrophy or something. Right. And then they would write their name on it, and we put them all up all around the restaurant. And we thought it was really funny. We put Adolf Hitler on one and put it up. And that's another example of this where people were condemming Marie Callender's. Right. We were just 18 and dumb.
Think of who is delivering pizza. I mean, it is a job that you give to...
The delivery driver might not even know. The person who preps the pizza for the delivery driver...
And by the way, you asked for a joke.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, this is already extra.
Right.
You know? It's like, you can't complain.
You're actually getting great service.
You're getting amazing service.
Did you request a great joke?
No.
No.
You said, I would like a joke.
Did you say, can I get a joke for my children?
No.
No.
You said a joke.
And yeah. Plus, like, if I'm 18 years old and I read this and it's like a woman's account,
right.
I'm thinking, this is sexy time. This is like prelude to sexy time. Let me write something. Let me show you what I'm all about.
There you go.
And by the way, it is a guy who works at pizza. It's not like it's coming from Cory Booker.
It could have been
a guy at a, or a woman at a pizza.
He's a guy who works at pizza. Could have been a girl who works at pizza.
Could have been a woman at kid. This is,
That's for the record. I want to say this story is in here not because the Pizza Hut are dumb people, although that's not a great joke.
No.
The mom who got what she wanted and then
I would say in every sense of the word, Pizza Hut delivered.
Pizza Hut delivered.
She goes, I was really shocked and floored that Pizza Hut would send out this type of joke. The employee even called the mom. The employee even called and I told
what'd
her.
What'd you think of my joke?
It was a girl.
It was a girl.
And I told her that I hope she doesn't lose her job over this.
And then I immediately called the newspaper?
Right. But the worker did lose her job. Mom posted a pic of the box on social media talking about her disgust. So this woman, this happened to her.
You don't lose your job.
She went on Facebook, bitched. It went viral. And then she was like, she probably tried to walk it back. But now it's like Pizza Hut. Well, we know our employee did this. So she's fired.
Yeah, of course. This is an unfortunate situation all the way around.
Was she really that offended? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you have an 8-year-old kid and something
this is
super
offensive.
All joking aside, it's inappropriate to send.
Sure.
But
there's no way
I want her fired? Yes. But look.
Do I want her paying for this for the next several years?
Yes. Do I wish her name was out there so I could cyberbully her? Yes.
These are all things we want to happen.
Well, the mom is getting a lot of backlash now
on
Facebook.
I'm sure she is.
Yeah. Quote, this is one of the posts that read, quote, I hope you see it in that big black heart of yours to call back and explain that you aren't upset. Days before Christmas, you got someone fired.
This is before Christmas?
Yes, right. But this was right before Christmas.
I mean, why not make it a Christmas theme joke? Mm-hmm. Like, throw Santa in the mix.
Right, exactly.
What is Santa, a gynecologist, and a pizza delivery guy have in common?
Sure.
They can all smell it, but they can't eat it.
Unless it's cookies and milk. In which case, all three of them can eat as much cookies and milk as they want.
They come to your house in the middle of the night. They all come to your house in the middle
of
the night.
What if when someone delivered you a pizza, you had to give them cookies and milk in addition to paying for the pizza?
I got it. What is Santa Claus, a gynecologist, and a pizza?
They all come to your house in the middle of the night and touch your vagina.
If it was just customary, you know, after just a little pressure, just my cold fingers, you then presented him or her with a plate of cookies and cold milk.
I'd be down for that.
Yeah, I would do
that. What does a pizza delivery guy, Santa Claus, and a gynecologist, what do they have in common?
Two out of the three of them are allowed to touch your vagina.
If Johnny Carson had done this in Carnac style,
he would just go, a pizza.
They can smell it, but they cannot. Oh, no, would it have been the backwards way?
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah, you did the right front way. They can smell it, but they cannot eat it. Yes!
What does a pizza delivery person and a gynecologist have in common?
They can smell it, but they cannot eat it.
This is also the deepest into an episode you guys have ever gone before getting to your car.
Yeah, wow, congrats.
We've been holding it out
to it.
And we have many where it doesn't happen at all, but when it does happen, it's
boy, what a special episode.
I love that we had. I can't do it. I wish I could do it.
Listen,
the mother's replied to people saying her family asked for the joke and got what they ordered, which is exactly what happened.
True.
It's an inappropriate joke. There's a time and a place for everything. My pizza box is not one of them. It's a lesson learned. You're the one who asked for your jokes to come with your pizza.
Dummy.
ABC is waiting to hear back from Pizza Hut. I hope Pizza's like, we're not even.
I wonder if they got back to him.
I hope they did.
I really hope they did.
That'd be great.
That'd be a happy ending. Somebody.
Here's a dessert pizza from our buffet that's way too hot to eat.
And by the way, I wish this story took place in England.
Yeah.
They all Virginia. Took place in England. We had
is
Virginia.
There no trivia with this?
There was not.
But the trivia was try guess the joke.
Yeah.
That was
guess the joke.
Which I could have done a whole thing on. So we talked twice, two stories from England today.
Yes.
Which is appropriate because we got We have a voicemail today from one of the greatest English, one of the greatest actors of all time. Just so happens that he's British. And
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
Oh, my gosh.
And Michael Caine was just on British television.
Doing an impression of Michael Caine.
Explaining how people get the impression wrong.
I can't wait to hear him.
He wants to set the Michael Caine impression.
So we have Michael Caine talking about Michael Caine doing a Michael Caine impression of Michael Caine. It's all happening right now. Check it out. Yeah.
You have one new voice message.
Hello, boys. It's me, Michael Caine. And I'm calling you today because somebody has made it clear to me that there is a video on the internet of or your computer screen of me on a chat show, which, as we say in the UK, is what you would call a talk show in America. And I'm on that show, and on that show, somebody asked me about how everyone thinks they can do a Michael Caine impression. And I'll say, oh, I could do the Michael Caine impression. And I proceed to go, hello, my name is Michael Caine. So for those of you who are keeping track, that is Michael Caine doing an impression of Michael Caine doing an impression of Michael Caine. All right, so I want you to go into your bedroom, curl up with a blanket, put on a fire, and wrap your brain around what you just experienced. Caine doing Caine doing Caine. And I want you to sit and watch your head explode.
Yeah, I mean, that, look, that's how it goes. Yeah,
if anybody can be arrogant about
his
that
own
scenario,
oh, yeah.
Do you think Michael Caine can still throw a good punch?
Do you think Definitely. Michael Caine... No.
Do you think I do.
You think he could still throw a punch?
Yeah. I think he wears
loafers
with
tassels. Wait, you say this like he used to throw really good punches?
Every time
like
I've had him
on
the Wahlberg Solution, he just talks about fighting people.
Throwing a punch.
Yeah.
Throwing a punch. To me, I feel like... Yeah. After he hits you, he says, and that's why the Cider House rules.
Boom.
Fair enough.
Sit him down.
Fun today, guys.
Great day today.
Fun.
Scotty Aukerman.
Guys, thank you so much.
I love having an open invite. You have an open invite. Okay. Come back when
Valentine's Day is coming up. So.
No, not that's too soon. That's way too soon.
Too soon.
No, okay. Valentine's Day, by the way, is, I want to make this a tradition.
Yes.
That you gather around with your family.
Yep.
And your kids.
Or your
single
friends.
Sexual partners.
And your sexual partners. Yep. Everybody sitting in
all your sexual partners in one spot.
All your one spot. All it's going to be weird. It's going to be awkward.
There could be a bunch of ghosts with you as well.
Sure,
20 ghosts.
Oh, yeah. Up to 20.
Everybody in a silk robe, and you all gather around and watch the Michael Bolton
Valentine's Day special.
Big Sexy Valentine's Day. It's on Netflix. We made it last year.
It is
that time
hilarious.
Is coming around.
It's wonderful. It is so funny.
It's a send up of variety specials with Fred Armisen and Maya Rudolph. Mm-hmm. And so many great people. And
Michael Bolton.
And Michael Bolton, who is really funny.
He's amazing
and uncomfortable in the most beautiful moments and ways. It's really great.
Yes. I will say this. Let's make that as much as the Grinch every year is the Christmas Day. Let's make the Bolton.
There were no other Valentine's Day specials, so we decided to make one.
Nice.
Watch that. Enjoy it. Listen to Comedy Bang Bang. Subscribe. Go check out all the live ones on Howl and even on Stitcher Premium and all that stuff. Just be in the business of Scott Aukerman. Because it will make you happy. From
you
a
won't
aspect.
Get sick of me.
No,
I
you
promise.
Won't. You know you won't.
And not, no, I have to live with myself.
And he's only slightly sick of him.
And I just looked at the time and, oh shit, we got to get back to work. Oh.